while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minnesota lawmakers are moving forward on legislation designed to stop fraud in the state. Minneapolis police are investigating a fatal hit and run, and the Gophers have hired a new men's hockey team head coach. But first, the state of Minnesota is suing the DOJ and DHS over withheld evidence in several Operation Metro Surge shootings. The new suit alleges that the federal government has continued to block state investigators from accessing crime scenes and physical evidence, including a vehicle and weapons, in the deaths of Renee Good and Alex Preddy and the shooting of Julio Sosa Solis. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says that both the Trump administration and state law enforcement should share the same goal of maintaining transparency with the public.
All we ask for is for the federal government's cooperation, which the people of Minnesota are entitled to and have been denied thus far, which is why we're seeking relief from the court.
He says the suppression of this information undermines Minnesota's sovereign right to investigate these cases. Minnesota lawmakers are moving forward on legislation designed to stop fraud in the state.
A House bill to create an office to address fraud concerns and allegations passed its first committee this morning. The only one to vote against the Inspector General bill was DFL Representative Larry Kraft.
I think fraud is absolutely, we cannot accept any, and I'm fully on board with that. I've had an issue with this bill from the very beginning. You know, we're putting in place a very large new bureaucracy. We don't know how much it's going to cost. My sense is we would have better results by spending the money in different ways.
The measure now heads to the House Judiciary Committee. Among the sticking points are enforcement powers of an inspector general's office and how leadership is chosen. The Senate has already passed its own version of the bill, and it mirrors the House proposal. Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis police are trying to find out who struck and killed a woman while she was crossing the street this past weekend. It happened on the 1600 block of Marshall Street Northeast at around 3 a.m. this past Sunday. The MPD said they were notified Monday that the woman in her 20s had died at the hospital. 2026 is turning out to be a bad year for car thefts in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey telling WCCO Radio's Chad Hartman that after 2 years of decline, they have seen nearly 1,200 thefts in 2026 compared to 935 at the same time last year. What's different now?
There is this tool that can be acquired illegally that basically allows you to access somebody's clicker remotely. And so you can access the clicker, which then allows you to get in the car. Once you're in the car, you can steal the car.
He says another possible reason for the increase is that Minneapolis police were busy dealing with federal agents in town at the time and not able to appropriately respond. Susie Jones, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
A new state report is pulling back the curtain on some of the reasons why healthcare is so expensive. This marks the first deep dive by the Center for Healthcare Affordability since it was founded in 2023. Center Director Alex Caldwell says state data shows the number of uninsured Minnesotans jumped to 5.8% last year, leaving roughly 116,000 more people without a safety net, driving up costs across the board.
We worry that that just means that we're going to see more uncompensated care, more hospitals having to cover care for people who don't have insurance. And that's just going to worsen a trend that we also will see via the One Big Beautiful Bill or HR 1. And so these are sort of interrelated trends.
She says the center's first set of recommendations for the state is set to be released this summer. The Gophers have hired Brett Larson as new head coach of the men's hockey team. Larson played prep hockey at Duluth Denfeld before a four-year career at UMD, followed by 12 years of professional hockey. He's been coaching since 1999, and he got the St. Cloud State job in 2018 when Bob Motzko was hired away by the Gophers. Motzko was fired earlier this month after 8 seasons at the U of M. St. Cloud State won 153 games under Larson. Longtime Twin Cities broadcaster Tom Barnard is sharing his story of hope and resiliency after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. He joined WCCO Radio's Chad Hartman to talk about the journey so far and how he's doing.
Phenomenally well. I am in a really, really good frame of mind. I'm one of those guys, I have to look back and go, from the time I was 11 years old and started working, I've had great jobs. I've had so much fun, whether it was in the record industry, voiceover industry, being on the radio. I've been so incredibly lucky.
He's currently being treated in Florida and is already seeing good results. Finally, pretty much all of us are familiar with the Minnesota Boys State High School basketball tournament, but do they know its history? We sent WCCO's Ari Bergeron to Target Center to find out.
Do you know what the first year of the tournament was?
1950.
If I had to guess, the 80s, 1982.
I'm going to guess 1980.
I'm gonna guess like 1914.
Damn. Is it right?
Almost 1914. Oh, what school has the most titles?
Minneapolis North.
I do not know.
Forest Lake.
Nope.
Edina.
Nope.
Hopkins.
Nope. De La Salle. Which school is in the tournament for the first time in 94 years?
I don't know. You're gonna have to help me out on that one.
Lakeville North.
Blaine.
Mountain something.
Northfield. People may love the tournament, but they don't know their history. In downtown Minneapolis, Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.